Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Let me ask you this, if you've seen an otter or the signs of a presence of an otter recently, you might get in contact with the National Parks and Wildlife Service because they have launched a National Otter Survey. To tell me why is Dr. Ferdy Marnell from, he's a mammal specialist with the NPWS. Fáilte rud, Ferdy, chuig an glór, why? What's the survey all about?
The survey is about the otter, as you've said. It's one of our biggest predators, but in fact, it's a very elusive species and people don't see it very often. We did a survey about 12 years ago, but we haven't done one since. And we're just trying to check and see how it's doing.
Are you concerned about numbers?
The otter had a bad time at the end of the last, century, I suppose, from the 50s up to the 90s, it declined over large parts of particularly continental Europe, but also in the UK. So, by the end of the century, it was down to only about 6% of sites over there. We've done much better over here. And the last survey showed that we had otters at about 80% of the sites that we looked at. Now, obviously, not everything's going well out mm-hmm. there. Water quality is continuing to decline, and there's other concerns about habitat destruction and loss and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're hopeful that the population is still in good nick, but we obviously need to do a proper survey to
but
establish
80%
that.
80% is not that bad. If a listener is, I don't know if an awful lot of listeners, they're far more educated than I am, if they'd know what an otter would look like, but what do you want listeners to do in terms of sightings and so on?
Yeah, so, unfortunately, the chances of seeing an otter is relatively low. As I said, it's a nocturnal animal. So unless you're the sort of person who sort of maybe fishermen and stuff like that, who might sit quietly on riverbanks for hours on end, they might spot otters every so often. But otherwise, you're very lucky to do so. When I go out surveying for otters, I'm actually normally looking for their signs and their tracks. So they have, it's a decent sized animal. It's a good 80 centimetres long. If you do happen to see it, you won't mistake it for anything else, really. They have a good long tail on them as well, and they have very large webbed feet, and the feet leave very, very distinctive footprints and tracks, which is one of the things that people go looking for. So you can often see these on riverbanks or sandy seashores. They leave the tracks behind them, but the other thing they leave behind is their sprint. So this is their droppings, and they actually use their droppings to mark territories. So they put them in very prominent places under, say, on big boulders beside bridges, or at the top of the tide along the shoreline. And once you get your eye in, it can be very easy to find these, and that's the sort of stuff that we expect the public to be able to spot.
And we'll finish on this one. I never thought I'd ask this question Ferdy on national radio, but there you go. What does an otter dropping look like?
they're very variable in size. They're about 3 centimeters long, but once you get your eye in, and in fact the other thing you have to get in is your nose, they have a very distinctive scent, and it's not an unpleasant smell. Actually, it's not like mink has a very unpleasant sort of fishy smell, and people will be familiar with fox smell droppings. Otter sprint has been compared to jasmine tea. So there you go now. So
I'll
what
take
we'd
your
like
word
people
for
maybe
it.
Is to go out. You should don't take my word for it. Go out and sniff some, Cormac. That's probably the best. That's probably the best approach.
Have a whiff of
what
that.
What we'd love people to do is to go out and have a smell of it. Yeah, and the other thing you'll see is actually the otter sprints. They'll always have little fish bones in them or crab shells, because that's obviously what the otter is getting rid of. And that's very distinctive and very characteristic for otters. Hopefully your listeners will be able to spot some of them for us over the coming
yeah,
months.
And you need their help. So if you have information, you'll get more information as to what you're supposed to do from the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Dr. Ferdy Marnell, their mammal specialist. Thank you very much indeed.